The robber barons, the Tidewater pipeline threat. Now, far more important to Rockefeller and Standard Oil than the impeachment of his and his company's character was the menace of the Tidewater pipeline. This cut through Rockefeller's network of railroads and refineries. There was comments about Rockefeller's infinitely patient character. Quote, "To Mr. Rockefeller, a day is a year, and a year as a day. He can wait, but he never gives up." End of quote. Now he perceived that the Tidewater line to the sea was a reality, and he attacked it from all sides. First of all, as any good businessman with a lot of cash would do, he offered to buy all the oil that ran through it. Now, this was a very tempting move, and it would have really profited the company's stockholders. However, that failed. When that failed, he went plan number two, which was his old ploy, simply build a pipeline of his own to the sea. This would connect the new Bradford fields to the Standard Oil terminals at Bayonne, where Rockefeller had great coastal refineries as well as storage tanks. But just before Bayonne, his pipeline was stopped by an interested railroad from which Rockefeller would have had to remove his freight business. The town council of Bayonne was induced to be friendly towards Rockefeller and grant a franchise. That's because the mayor was suddenly won over to the Rockefeller side. In secrecy, because speed was needed to block the railroad, 300 men on the night of September the 22nd, 1879, with all materials, tools, and wagons gathered. As soon as the ordinance was passed and signed by the mayor, the signal was given and the work gang went to work. They dug a trench across Bayonne. They then laid the pipes. They jointed and then covered them before dawn. The National Transit Company was this thusly completed as the largest pipeline in the oil field. Rockefeller, now with his line completed, next secretly began purchasing stock in his competitor's company, ultimately gaining a minority interest in the Tidewater Company. So he created internal dissensions. He began damaging its credit and made instigating lawsuits for receivership, serving writs and injunctions until the managers were just simply overwhelmed. Then in 1882, they finally sold it to Rockefeller for whatever they could get. Now, all oil pipelines were now amalgamated under Standard Oil. The Great Railroad, noticeably the Pennsylvania Railroad, was forced by agreement and in return for a stipulated yearly fee, known as a ransom, would no longer transport oil. At the age of 44, I know it seems like Rockefeller should be ancient by this time, but he's only 44. John D. Rockefeller had accomplished his ambition. He was supreme in the oil industry, and he became the symbol of the great American monopolist. By 1881, 40-plus companies were controlled by Rockefeller and his partners, who were bound by interchange of stock. But it was believed that this union, if you will, was inadequate to last. So the counsel for Standard Oil Company, Samuel C.T. Dodd, came up with his trust idea. By secret agreement, in 1882, all the existing 37 stockholders in the various enterprises of refining, piping, and buying and selling oil conveyed their shares, quote, in trust, end of quote, to 9 trustees: John D. Rockefeller, William Rockefeller, O. H. Payne, Charles Pratt, Henry Flagler, John Archibald, W. G. Warden, and Jabez Bostwick, as well as Benjamin Brewster. So now we're starting to see the creation of what ultimately comes the big trusts. But one of the things that we're going to be looking at is not just trust time, but the fact that since Rockefeller becomes successful in this combination / monopoly, there's going to be a whole series of smaller variations of this that are going to come about. So we're going to be looking at how this breaks down on the smaller scale business and ultimately how this turns into the trusts, and then at the end, we'll bust them. Now, the sources for this, The Robber Barons by Matthew Josephson, America in the Gilded Age by Cashman, and The Age of Moguls, The Story of Robber Barons and Tycoons by Holbrook. So I hope you enjoyed that. As always, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.